This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Thanks for being with me. Yesterday, I made the statement that when one door closes, another opens. God does that. And sometimes God closes the door to actually do something else, to redirect us, not for our benefit, but for somebody else's benefit. Because I think we often need to hear the statement, it's not about you. God loves other people as well as you. Do you remember the Old Testament story about Joseph, the boy with the coat of many colours? And if you follow the story in the Old Testament, talk about having doors closed. He was a favourite son, and the next thing, he was sold into slavery. His father thought he was dead. He had some very vindictive brothers. He was thrown in prison under a false charge. But you know the rest of the story, that God opened this huge door of opportunity to become the second in charge of Egypt. And why? Was it for his benefit? Was it about him? No, it actually wasn't. God chose to close certain doors in his life and open another to save his family out of Egypt in a time of great famine. And this also opened up the door for the Israelites to settle into the richest part of Egypt for 400 years to become just a mighty nation. So you see how marvelous it is how God leads. He might close one door, but he does it to bless other people. He may just keep you where you are because he wants you there for other reasons. You may not know what they are. He might close that door to help us, even to force us to grow in certain areas of our life. How do you know what potential you've got unless you learn? Someone once said that closed doors are opportunities to move forward in our own lives. They are the universe's way of telling us to move on from a situation that doesn't serve our highest good. So it's not the universe's way. It's actually, I'd rephrase it, it's God's way of telling us. Because we are created in God's image. The Bible says that you have a potential, an unlimited potential, and you don't want anything to hold you back. It's the person that you want to be, but God has other plans. Like, look at the birds. Do you know that a baby bird knows that he or she can fly? Not probably until the mother, the bird, pushes that little bird out of the nest. It's the same sort of thing. Sometimes God will kick you out of your nest in order for you to get a new experience, a new opportunity. So God might say no to certain prayers because he has other ideas. And God will guide us. He's personally involved in our lives. We're not put on this earth to just wander around aimlessly. God has a plan. He's interested. Proverbs chapter 5 has an amazing statement. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. There's a lot of confusion out there about trying to find direction. Some people look to the stars or the cards or the fortune cookies, the psychics, the mediums, or the daily newspapers. Others just are paralyzed. They don't know what to do. But here's something very positive. A man asked his wife, if you could have anything in the world for one day, what would you want? So she smiled at him and said, well, I'd really love to be six again. And so the next morning, that was her birthday, he got up and they went to a nearby place for waffles. They had cream and milk, and they went to a theme park. They went on the cyclone whip and the wall of fear and all these things, the Ferris wheel. 5 hours later, she staggers out of the theme park. And she just had a wonderful day. They go off to McDonald's and two Big Macs come along with a chocolate milkshake. And they go and see a really good movie that he knew that she loved. So that night they stumble into the house tired. And he says, well, how did you like being six again? And she opened one eye and said, well, actually, I meant my dress size. You see, we get the message wrong sometimes. There can be misunderstanding. Life can be a challenge. But with God's help, as the heavens are higher than the earth, the Bible says, so are my ways, God says, higher than yours. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. In Proverbs 20, verse 24, a person's steps are directed by the Lord. How can then anyone understand their own way? So God is closing doors to change direction, to teach you certain lessons. And, you know, God's ways are a better way. So maybe you need to say, God, help me. Open the door for me. Lord, that's my prayer, the prayer of my friends today. May, Lord, you do what you need to do with me today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.